Now, to more stories, including a former PE teacher who abused girls, is jailed. And a wall of a 19th century iron foundry is at the centre of a row over new city housing. But first, a man who collapsed during Run Norwich meets the paramedic who revived him.
One second he was high-fiving children as he was on the track to finish the Run Norwich 10K race. But the next, 53-year-old Tim Warner was on the floor, having suffered a cardiac arrest. Now Mr. Warner has been reunited with the off-duty paramedic who saved his life. And the father of two, who has since been diagnosed with a heart abnormality doctors have never seen on a living patient, is now committed to highlighting just how important it is to learn how to perform CPR and first aid. Mr. Warner praised the organisers of the event for having everything in place. He said, "The Run Norwich team were fantastic. It's an absolutely brilliant event. I was very lucky it happened where it did, at the end of the race. If I'd been back by Carrow Road, where there were a few people around, I might not have made it. Somebody was smiling on me."
A specialist unit for new mothers with serious mental health problems is set to open in Norwich. Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, NSFT, has been awarded £4 million in funding to develop the inpatient unit at Helsdon Hospital. The funding from the Department of Health comes in addition to the £2.8 million in revenue funding which NSFT will receive annually to deliver the new service. This money will be spent on renovating Kingfisher House at Helsdon Hospital to turn it into an 8-bed mother and baby unit for the region. Due to open in early 2019, the unit will allow mother and babies to stay together while the mum receives care for conditions such as severe postnatal depression and serious anxiety disorders.
A Norwich teacher proved a class act after striking gold at the World Baton Twirling Federation's International Cup competition in Croatia. Lauren Stearman, 24, from Sprowston, was awarded the international prize for artistic twirling in her last competitive performance at the competition. She competed against gymnasts from 19 other nations, including majorettes from Japan and America. The Angel Baton Twirlers member previously won national titles in the UK, becoming British Open champion earlier this year.
A former Norfolk PE teacher who was exposed as a clandestine sex offender has been jailed for 5 years. Glyn Jones, 57, committed a string of sex offences against girls under the age of 16 while working as a teacher in Norfolk. Most of the indecent assaults happened between 1979 and 1996, while he worked as a popular and respected PE teacher. But another took place when he was a 19-year-old trainee teacher in Plymouth, Norwich Crown Court heard. Jones, who taught at Lynn Grove High School in Galston and Helsdon High School near Norwich before moving to Australia, initially denied the offences. But he later changed his plea just before a trial was due to start.
A new treasure hunt trend known as rock hunting has taken Norfolk by storm. Rock hunting involves decorating rocks, stones and pebbles before hiding them for others to find. The stones are decorated using pen or paint, sealed to ensure they aren't ruined by the rain, and then those that find them are able to keep them or hide for somebody else to enjoy. A community Facebook page for the project called Norfolk Rocks was set up by Rocky Rainbow. He said, "I was looking for something new to help while away the hours when I stumbled upon rock hunting. I created the Facebook group and it already has over 3,000 members. People's enthusiasm for this craft is a joy to behold. Children all the way up to retired adults are getting on board and rocking Norfolk.
The wall of a former Norwich iron foundry has been thrust into the centre of a row over new housing. Developers want to knock it down as part of their plans to build new homes, but neighbours and conservationists say its demolition would destroy part of the city's industrial heritage. When some homes secured planning permission in February to demolish a former car showroom in Duke Street so they can build 37 apartments. But the developer has now asked Norwich City Council if the wall, which runs along the back of the site near the Church of St Michael Coslaney, can be knocked down, which was not part of the original plan. And that has sparked opposition from neighbours and Historic England. The City Council's Assistant Conservation and Design Officer has also recommended permission be refused.
It was a selfless gesture in memory of a much-loved, sports-loving teenager, which has helped provide a further boost to Norwich's life-saving SOS bus. Lee Tomo Thompson, aged 17, was walking home when he was struck by a car on the B1113 Mulbarton Road on the outskirts of the city. The former Heatherset High School pupil, who played for Heatherset Athletic, died following the crash, which happened in January 1999. His aunt, Lucy Nurse, and new husband, Jeff, donated money from their wedding last month to Norwich's SOS bus, which they wished had been around on the night of his death. The pioneering bus, which is a safe haven for pub and club goers, was introduced in 2001, 2 years after Lee's death, following the river deaths of Nick Green, aged 18, and James Toms, aged 21, in the city. The couple donated £740 raised at their wedding held at Norwich Castle to the bus project.